This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Halloween looked a little different this year. With uncontrolled COVID-19 spread across Wisconsin, many state and local health authorities warned against traditional trick-or-treating. But families still found ways to get in the spooky spirit. Madeline Fox talked to some of them about how they made Halloween work while sheltering at home.
For a mom of two, soon to be three, Melissa Rauch, this was supposed to be a particularly exciting Halloween. Her daughter Zelda turned two on October 30th, and her four-year-old son Grayson was finally old enough for trick-or-treating.
So I'm like, we'll go trick-or-treating, we'll do those kids' haunted houses that they got, you know, all these costumes, that kind of stuff.
But COVID-19 activity is very high in Waukesha County where they live, and nearly 1,000 students in the school district are quarantining because of possible coronavirus exposure. As a home health care worker, she didn't want to do anything that could risk spreading the virus to her clients. She sent in this audio of her solution.
All right, kiddos, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You got your bags?
It just hit me like, we do Easter egg hunts during April. Why don't I get some goodie bags and hide them around the park where nobody's at usually, and I'll let them find the candy themselves. They can wear their costumes, they can have their bags, they can have some sort of experience and not have to potentially be exposed with all these other families.
Zelda, why don't you look over here?
Zelda, that's grass. That's not candy.
Waukesha allowed trick-or-treating, and some experts said it could be modified to be relatively safe. Malia Jones is an epidemiologist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She told WPR's The Morning Show about some ways to reduce risk.
Using tongs or grabbers to hand out the treats, wearing a mask. The kids should also be wearing a mask that covers their nose and face.
Still, the state suggested that families skip going door-to-door and other Halloween gatherings if they could. Here's Governor Tony Evers the day before the holiday.
As we head into Halloween weekend, a time when many would normally be out and about in a different sort of face mask, please stay home. Avoid any in-person parties or get-togethers. Don't go to other homes or have people in your own home who are outside of your immediate households.
The Thompson-Martinez family of Appleton kept their celebration to just the eight members of their immediate family, two parents and six kids ranging from 4 months old to 13 years.
We have three boys, three girls, so kind of like the Brady Bunch a little bit.
That's their mom, Jen, who also thought about a Halloween candy hunt.
The boys vetoed that. They're like, I don't want to have to go out and find it. And I'm like, well, what about hiding it in the house and make clues? And they're like, no, just give us the candy. I'm like, fine. Jeez.
They played games of Loteria, a Mexican card game similar to bingo, competing for candy. They ordered their costumes on Amazon, a Grim Reaper, a pineapple, a witch, and more. Other classic Halloween traditions also adapted. Rainbow Booksellers in Milwaukee made its Halloween costume contest virtual by having participants email in pictures for prizes. Here's Mae McCulley, who helped organize it.
We're seeing some of the same, we're seeing some new ones, and we're seeing some really nice creativity, which is a lot of fun. You know, people are being creative. They're not just coming in their costume like they always have, but they're also kind of setting their scene for their photo.
Some cities that canceled trick-or-treating offered drive-in Halloween movies, and Malia Jones with UW-Madison says some traditions were already more COVID-friendly.
Haunted forests are fine. That's outdoors. You can keep your group small, keep your distance from other people, and wear a mask. You know, corn mazes, pumpkin patches are all okay, too.
With new cases and hospitalizations likely to remain high through the end of the year, Halloween COVID style may offer a blueprint for the winter holidays. Small gatherings, new traditions, and not losing sight of the important things, family and sweet treats. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.